Hey! Oh! Hot! Hot, Mike! Hot! Hot! Too hot! Das hot! Hot! Oh, there we go! Hey! Oh boy, oh boy! Don't worry, I will try and not do that again. Today, I'm at home instead of on the roof. And so I was trying to set up my new computer because I'm going to Portland next week from July 12th to the 19th. And so during those days, I'm going to be using a different computer to broadcast the show. So I just wanted to try and get this set up ahead of time so that way it was not a problem. But as you could tell, I was having a little bit of an issue. So I've got the audio part worked out. The next step is to load up all the sound effects and the audio and stuff. So until then, hey, it's just going to be me. But that's fine because we're already late. It's 1908 UTC here on a beautiful day, Thursday, July the 6th, 2023, here in Austin, Texas. That's where I am. And the weather, oh, it's hot. Don't worry. Well, it's 33 degrees in Cambridge. Let's see what it's looking like in the United States. 24 C here over in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with a high of 26. I wish I was there. Seattle, 24, high of 29. New York, 32, presently, and that's going to be the high. Goliad, Texas is 31 degrees, and my hometown is 28 degrees. Palacios, Texas, Palacios, Texas, 28 degrees. Currently getting rain, high of 30. And where's Austin? There's Austin. It's currently 32 degrees. The high is 32, so we're not expected to get any warmer. So it's all downhill from here. So yeah, I'll be going to Portland for a week. I'll be staying there at the Hyatt right near the convention center. And yeah, there's a conference called FOSSE. I'll put a link in the thing. It's FOSSE. Do-do-do-do. Link fosse.us to see more about it. All right, so enough of all that. We're here for news, so let's get into it. There's death and destruction to start us off, as always. At least one child, well, it's not at least, it was precisely a single child. A girl was killed and several other children were injured on Thursday after a car plowed into a primary school building in southwest London, triggering a major response by emergency services. The crash at the private study prep girls' school in Wimbledon was not being treated by police as terror-related, and the driver, a woman in her 40s who stopped at the scene, was arrested. She was detained on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving, London's Met Police said, confirming the death of the child. Earlier, the force said seven children and two adults were injured in the crash, and the local member of parliament said he understood several casualties were being treated as critical. MP Stephen Hammond described the crash as extraordinarily distressing and tragic. Aerial footage of the scene, not far from where Wimbledon tennis tournament was taking place, showed a Land Rover car stopped at an angle against the wall of a modern school building. The vehicle was in a grassy area near what appeared to be colored play mats and a table. Thanks, Quentin. Appreciate it. Oh yeah, I gotta be sure and mention this. So this is sad and tragic. That somebody's life was cut short so young. No word on why or how this woman came to just run into the side of a school. So we'll see what happens. If there's any more information, I'll let you know. But right now, it's all about getting the kids out of there and making sure they're safe. So yeah, if you want to hang out and talk during the show, you can always do that. All you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org, and then once you're there, type G for go to, and then type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and you will end up in the Anon Radio room where we talk and hang out. So we talk and hang out while the show's going on. Sorry, that was those are, I don't know if you can hear those dings. Apparently, I'm getting text messages from my phone on the New computer. How do I turn that off? I don't know. Let's go over here and turn on Do Not Disturb. That should do it. All right. So anyway, you just type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and you'll be in the Catan Radio room, and you can hang out with everybody. I also want to mention that the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe is a fun show that airs literally every goddamn day, no matter what, holidays or no, right here on Anon Radio, 1930 UTC. So check that out. Be sure and give it a listen. It takes a couple of tries, and then you'll be hooked. So it's just like coffee or anything else. So be careful. Once you're hooked, you'll be hooked. It's a good time though. It's definitely a lot of fun. So check it out. All right, back to news. Now we've got to start with death, but for some reason, all the death today, or at least the top death stories, are with kids. So I'm sorry. Children seem to be dying a lot more recently. Or maybe they're just being advertised more. I don't know. A 16-year-old boy has died following an industrial accident at a sawmill in Wisconsin. If you weren't following along, the United States has been rolling back child labor laws because, well, anyway, my political opinion is that we're rolling back the labor laws because we would like to exploit people for money, to pay people less, and you can't pay a person who has a family to support so little. So now they're hiring kids. Anyway, back to the news. A 16-year-old boy has died following an industrial accident in Wisconsin. Police received an early morning call last Thursday regarding an unresponsive teenager at Florence Hardwoods, a sawmill in northern Wisconsin. According to the Florence County Sheriff's Office, deputies and paramedics transported the teenager to a local hospital before transferring him to Milwaukee Children's. The boy, whom authorities have not identified by name, died from his injuries on Saturday. Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, has been notified about the incident, and an investigation is taking place. A GoFundMe page appears to have been set up for the family following the incident, saying our small community is in absolute shock. And the Sheriff's Department says their thoughts and prayers are going out to the family. This is quite common. Healthcare in the United States is a for-profit enterprise. Regardless of how old you are, they want to extract all the money they can. So people often can't afford healthcare. And so even though this kid dies, his family is probably drowning in high medical bills. So a fundraiser has been started online so that they can maybe not go bankrupt or lose their house. And the Sheriff's Department, which is not involved in this at all, echoes the sentiments of all our political bodies with thoughts and prayers. 14 states across the country, including Wisconsin, have introduced proposals to roll back child labor protections. The trend reflects a coordinated, multi-industry push to expand employer access to low-wage labor and weaken state child labor laws in ways that contradict federal protections, according to the Economic Policy Institute. In a statement to The Guardian, Skip Mark, a University of Rhode Island professor specializing in labor and human rights, noted the prevalence of child labor in the country's agricultural industry. The U.S. Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938 helped limit child labor in many ways. However, it did, and still does not, apply to the agricultural sector, where most child labor is in the U.S., and most child injuries and deaths occur. Child labor is most common in agriculture, where children are maimed, killed, and exposed to dangerous chemicals, underpaid, and we've known about these issues for decades. He added, child labor is hard to measure, and most estimates are terrible and shouldn't be taken at face value. Governments don't want to report how bad child labor is because it makes them look bad. Businesses don't want to report that they've hired children because then they would have to pay fines. Children and their parents don't want to report child labor because they need the job to support themselves. So, yeah, so just in general, it's all terrible, and it's a real sad shame. So yeah, don't worry, don't worry. Everything you buy or use or eat or consume was either made by people forced to make it, people who didn't want to but had to, or people who were just locked in a cage. Sorry, that's just them's the breaks. A 69-year-old woman was eaten by an alligator. A 69-year-old woman was attacked and killed by an alligator while walking her dog in Hilton Head, South Carolina. The woman was mauled by a 10-foot alligator on the edge of a lagoon in the Spanish Wells community of Hilton Head Island, the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office said. First responders weren't immediately able to reach her as the male animal appeared to be guarding her body. The Beaufort County coroner identified her as Holly Jenkins. The alligator was later removed and euthanized. Rescue efforts were made, and an alligator appeared and was guarding the woman, interrupting emergency efforts. The woman's dog was found nearby unharmed. Jenkins was a longtime resident whose family were visiting at the time of the fatal attack. She's the second person to die from an alligator attack in Beaufort County in the past year. An 88-year-old Sun City woman was attacked by an alligator at a lagoon near her home in August of 2022. In the previous attack, the alligator also appeared to guard the victim's body. Gerbil Fat made an exclamation and a notice. Wait, Florida doesn't have a monopoly on alligators? And that's true. Surprise, surprise. Alligators are along the coast there, too. Especially in these islands. These are probably more rural places. Let's see. Spanish Wells. Let's see what Spanish Wells is. Spanish Wells, South Carolina. Let's see what it's about. All these are about this news story, apparently is the big news for then. Let's go to Wikipedia, not wiki.sdf.org. If you do need any information about SDF, the wiki is a great place to go. So, wiki.sdf if you want. Quentin pointing out, don't worry, we're just catching up to the glorious places like China, where child and forced labor is a long-standing practice. Fun fact, slavery in the U.S. is a booming job. Anybody who's in prison can be bought and sold as a slave, so that happens quite a bit, so we have a lot of work there. Also, anyone who's deemed mentally unfit, so if you are if you have like special needs or something like that, you also don't have to be paid a living wage and can kind of be abused. let's see. Wikipedia.org won't load. It's just spinning and spinning and spinning. Let's try again. Wikipedia.org. Huh. Yeah, something weird's happening here. Let's see. I bet you it's because my ad blocker is blocking something. Let's see. Inspect. Console. Some cookies are misusing the same site attribute. This page, consider using, something's amiss here. Let's just go over here. We're going to have to probably skip it. All right, here we go. We're making it. I'm willing it to happen. All right. Well, I can tell you definitively now that Spanish Wells, South Carolina does not have a Wikipedia page. So I can't give you anything else about it. prisons are pretty bad in the United States. Prisons are a great source of labor. You can buy and sell people there. You can also pretty much buy and sell youth prisoners. You can buy and sell immigrants. Who else? And kids you can just get to hire them outright for low money. Let's just talk about destruction and death. Let's stop thinking about all the kids who are dead. Israeli artillery strikes Lebanon after a rocket launch. Israel's military says it responded with artillery fire after a rocket was launched from southern Lebanon. A statement said the rocket exploded adjacent to the Blue Line in Israeli territory, referring to the UN-demarcated frontier between the states. Lebanon's state news agency reported that more than 15 Israeli shells had hit the outskirts of the Lebanese villages of Kfar, Shabwa, and Halta. So far, no militant groups have claimed they were behind the rocket launch. The United Nations peacekeeping force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, urged all sides to exercise restraint and avoid any action that could cause further escalation. In April, the Israeli military carried out airstrikes on targets it said belonged to the Palestinian militant group Hamas in southern Lebanon after more than 30 rockets were fired from there toward Israeli territory. Okay, let's see. There were no reports of any damage or casualties. All right. So, we'll just wait. I've got a feeling the United States will be fine to bankroll Israel's occupation and installation as a power over there. That'll be fine. Israeli soldiers are using many homes inside the Jenin camp as military bases and have caused heavy damage to furniture and belongings. The inside of Bassem Tahaniyeh's home in the Jenin refugee camp appears as though a tornado had blown through it. The ceiling-high closets inside her daughter's bedroom were brought down face first on top of the beds. Four screens were pulled off the wall and smashed. Tiles on the floors were ripped off, and the wires connecting the house to the power grid were cut. Tahaniyeh is one of thousands of Palestinians in the camp who were forced to leave their homes during an Israeli army assault that began on Sunday, only to return days later and find their homes had almost been completely wrecked. "Nothing in the house is fit for use. It's a disaster," the father of three told Al Jazeera. "It will take me at least a month to repair everything so that my family and I can live in here again. I couldn't bring my wife and kids back to the house yet. I couldn't let them see this wreckage." The attack on the refugee camp in northern Israel-occupied West Bank was the largest in two decades. So, that's what's going on there. It's 1924 UTC, which means that we've only got about 6 minutes to go before the dubious goals committee with Tope. And so, let's move on from destruction. Greta Thunberg, who's a famous ecological activist, has been charged. Climate activist Greta Thunberg will appear in court in July, charged with disobeying the police during a protest, Swedish prosecutors have said. Ms. Thunberg is 20 years old now, joined a group of young protesters blockading oil tankers at a port in Malmo in June. Police said she refused to leave when asked to. She could face a six-month prison sentence or a fine. A representative told BBC News that Ms. Thunberg was not available for comment. "The climate crisis is already a matter of life and death for countless people," she wrote on Instagram in June when she joined the protest. So, we'll see what happens there, but I doubt she'll get prison, but who knows. And I've got a wine and cheese story for you before we get on out of here. First, the wine. California thief steals $500,000 worth of wine. How? Police are investigating the burglary at a Southern California wine shop, where a thief stole $500,000 worth of high-end wine and liquor. The burglary happened during the early hours of June 30th at the Lincoln Fine Wines in Venice. A man wearing a mask, hoodie, and baseball cap, wow, three different hats, arrived to the store in a white pickup truck with no license plate. The thief then broke into the store by cutting a 5x3 hole into the roof and luring himself into the store with a rope. During the four-hour robbery, the burglar took more than 600 bottles of wine and liquor. The thief mostly targeted the store's expensive wines and liquors, some costing thousands of dollars, and many are irreplaceable. Among the stolen items was a bottle of Chateau Petrus 2016, valued at $4,500. The last drop, a rare Scottish whiskey, with an estimated value of $6,000, was also stolen. "It's very hard for me to digest. All my hard work snatched within a couple of hours," said the store's owner. A sensor in the store ultimately sounded an alarm, causing the thief to flee. Hawk told The Times the store's other cameras and sensors were disabled earlier in the week by an unknown person. The thief also covered the seller's security camera during the burglary. "It was like something out of Ocean's 11. We just couldn't believe it." Yeah, very wild. But yeah, who knew? Now, this is a bit disturbing and infuriating, but three people have been arrested after a Kenyan cheese factory after employees at a Kenyan cheese factory were allegedly forced to undress to check who was on their period. That's right. A manager at Brown's Food Company assembled female workers to find out who had thrown a used sanitary towel in an incorrect bin, an official said. She made the women strip after attempts to get a confession were unsuccessful. Brown says it has suspended the accused manager pending an investigation. Three people were facing indecent assault charges over the incident. In a video posted to Facebook, Senator Gloria Orwoba said she had received a distress call about what happened on Monday night. A manager had found a used towel in one of the bins, and from what I gathered, that dustbin was not meant for the disposal of sanitary towels. The manager initially gathered the women to ask who was responsible, and when they didn't receive an answer, she needed to find out who was on their period so that they could punish the person that threw the towel in the bin. So yeah, wine and cheese, man. What the hell? It's awful. Oh, this is kind of cute. Gray whales are seen seeking human help to remove parasites. Gray whales have learned to approach whale watching boats to have parasites removed by human beings. The video footage documenting the behavior off the coast of Baja California shows a gray whale having whale lice picked off its head by the captain of a small boat. "I've done it repeatedly with the same whale and others," Paco Jimenez Franco told a U.S. news site. "It was very exciting for me." Whale lice, or cyamids, pale crab-like creatures that crawl about on the animal's heads, can be beneficial. It can be beneficial eating algae on their bodies and feeding on flaking skins. However, it's assumed they also irritate the animal. I think the gray whales have a love-hate relationship with their lice. He added, it can actually hurt when a whale louse grabs hold of your finger. It feels like tiny pinpricks. I thought that was kind of cool and cute. There's a lot of other sad news in the world, but don't let it get you down. The guy who, if you remember that 10-year-old girl who was pregnant and couldn't get an abortion because of the abortion bans in the U.S., well, her rapist is at least going to prison for life. He was sentenced to prison for life, so that's pretty cool. All right, well, that's all the time we got. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'll be back tomorrow for more news to me, probably from the roof. All right, bye-bye. Wow, 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 wow. Bling, bling, bong, blong. Bling, blong, blong. Exit music. It's exit music time. Bling, 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 blong. Dubious Goals time coming up now. Oh, shit.